Well, the number of cattle run through the Alabama and Georgia livestock auctions last year were less than the year before, due mainly to the lower numbers of cattle, not only here in the Southeast, but across the nation. But while the 2012 numbers were down, David Garcia, OIC for the Market News Service, said cattle prices continued to be strong.
In Alabama, we topped off at 608,492 head, which is down about 5% from 2011. Georgia topped off at 519,988, which is down about 5% from 2011. However, with limited receipts, the cattle market is staying strong. There's very good demand. Cattle prices are at all-time highs right now. We're about $22 above where we were last year, all the way around, and about $45 above where we were 5 years ago. So all in all, everything is looking good despite smaller numbers.
And when it comes to prices, while we did see a slight downward trend recently, they have been moving back up again, and Garcia expects them to stay very strong.
We don't see this changing anytime soon. Right now, you know, we cycle through this, you know, over years, and right now we're at the bottom. We'll slowly start bringing up cattle numbers again, and the market will change. But for now, everything seems to be going very well.
He said overall cattle numbers are short, demand is good, and prices are high. And in case you might wonder how budget cuts may affect the Market News Service, as of now, Garcia said not at all.
As of right now, we're very, very lucky. We will not be furloughed, so we do not see any impact on our service.
And a reminder, we do post the weekly cattle auction numbers compiled by the Market News Service in our Livestock Market Report every Saturday morning. That's on our website at southeastagnet.com, and it airs every Monday in our Bottom Line Report. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.